This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The last time we heard from the Federal Reserve about interest rates between official meetings was October of 2008. The collapse of Lehman Brothers was still fresh, the hazards of the financial crisis perhaps just then really becoming clear. And let me be clear here for a second. This is not that. Markets are functioning. There is no credit crisis. There is plenty of liquidity. But there's also plenty of uncertainty about what the novel coronavirus might mean for the global economy. And so, this morning, for the first time in 11-something years, the Federal Reserve cut rates between meetings. Because, said Chair Jay Powell, they saw a risk to the global economy and chose to act. But, Powell added,
we do recognize that a rate cut will not reduce the rate of infection. It won't fix a broken supply chain. We get that. We don't think we have all the answers.
Okay.
But we do believe that our action will provide a meaningful boost to the economy.
By?
More specifically, it will support accommodative financial conditions and avoid a tightening of financial conditions.
Financial conditions are things like stock indexes and bond yields, the value of the dollar, all of which Powell and the Fed are hoping.
And it will help boost household and business confidence.
With the caveat that it's early yet, not a whole lot of market confidence was boosted today. Details at the usual spot in this program. But there is a slice of this morning's events that are worth a couple of minutes here, because before the Fed made its announcement, the group of seven finance ministers and central bankers came out with, honestly, a pretty bland statement. We're keeping an eye on things, in essence, is what they said. So, with that as background, how then did the Fed go about making the decision to cut, and how ought it be read? For that, we've called Daniel Tarullo. He was on the Fed's Board of Governors for 8 years, got there just after that 2008 cut we started with. He teaches now at Harvard Law. Mr. Tarullo, welcome back to the program, sir.
Good to be with you, Kai.
With the caveat, as I said, that you were not there when the Fed made its 2008 cut, could you give me some insight into the mood in the room, or the mood, I suppose, on the conference call, when the Fed makes decisions on the precipice of a crisis?
So I suspect, first off, that a lot of the preliminary discussions were held last week in advance of Chair Powell's statement on Friday. So I would expect that this was a relatively brief meeting wedged between that G7 call and the announcement by the Fed in the late morning. The mood was probably a fairly somber one. And I suspect without knowing that they didn't do anything close to a full go-round with lots of analysis by all the members. And remember, the Reserve Bank presidents would almost all, if not all, have been participating by video conference.
Right, right. Okay, so the personal subjective question, were you surprised when you read about this?
I was a little surprised. I assume that in retrospect that what happened was when they set the G7 call, they figured that they were going to move regardless of what the G7 did. I was more surprised by the outcome of the G7 call, which was about as little as you could have had from such a call.
The markets, sorry to interrupt, the markets this morning did not care for that G7 call at all, right? Because the G7 basically said, yeah, we're watching.
Right, exactly. And expectations are obviously raised. And so I assume that the Fed intended to do what it did regardless of how that call came out, but it probably did take at least a little bit of what positives they were looking for away from the from their own move.
Yeah, so speaking of the positives they were looking for, they did not get any so far anyway, out of the markets today. Read the tea leaves for me, though, would you? I mean, clearly, it looks like people are worried that the Fed knows more than the rest of us know.
There does seem to be a little bit of, I'm just reading the market reaction the way you are, Kai, but there does seem to be a little bit of that reaction. I mean, to me, the questions since, in the last couple of weeks, since people have been actively talking about this, have been a couple. One, how much and how does a rate cut at this moment actually help, right, given the supply chain issues that the chair referred to? And secondly, to the degree that one's ammunition is limited, is it wiser to keep most of it to deal with the actual fallout when the virus has receded and you're fighting a recession? Or is it better to kind of preemptively act now in an effort both to signal the markets and also to perhaps trying to lay some foam on the runway?
Yeah. Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Two words, fiscal policy. There is a whole other apparatus of government that can affect the economy. It's Congress and the White House and taxing and spending. How concerned are you that we haven't seen anything from them yet?
Well, I mean, this is kind of the story of 2020 in America, right? That the political branches seem to have more difficulty responding. And I noticed that Secretary Mnuchin said he's mm-hmm. interested in working with Congress, but it does seem as though everything is moving awfully slowly.
Daniel Tarullo, for 8 years, a little bit more than that, actually, a member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, now a professor at the Harvard Law School. Mr. Tarullo, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Kai.